This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending August 29th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 243.22, which was $1.68 lower compared to the previous Friday. There were 625 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was almost 10% of the total volume. The weakening daily cutout once again corresponds to the fact that we are quickly approaching the end of the Labor Day production period. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including that daily spot cutout, it was at 241.13, which was only 16 cents higher. There was 6,398 total loads sold, which was 29 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,481 loads, and that was 58 loads lower than last week, but still about 54% of the total loads sold for the week. Exports, as reported in this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 765 loads, which was 70 loads higher. 117 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 648 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,111 loads, which was 189 loads higher than last week. We are entering the time period when outfront sales normally jump higher. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which are the loins and ribs, were steady to $7 higher, indicating increased grilling demand as we prepared for this holiday. The choice chuck and the round were $1 to $4 lower. And the cow cutout ended the week 47 cents lower at 222.07, and those 90% trimmings were about $1.14 lower at 281.79 compared to the previous Friday. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for August 22nd show that week we imported 24,954 metric tons of fresh beef, which was almost 2,000 metric tons lower, but still equated to about 55 million pounds imported for that 1 week. Year-to-date, for the first 34 weeks of this year, we are still running 30% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that again is on top of last year's pretty big increases. Australia was still 55% higher, and New Zealand was up 19%. And the cold storage report indicated that beef in cold storage was down slightly from the previous month, but was 24% higher compared to last year. The two major competing meats, pork and chicken, were up from 19 to 22% compared to last year. And taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were basically untested until late in the week, and those dress prices were $5 to $7 lower at $227 to $228, and that was compared to $232 to $235 the previous week. The mandatory price report for the five area major feeding states showed that the average calf steer price was $144.86, with 50,937 head, and that compared to 147.19 on 31,000 head the previous week. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle for week ending August 22nd was 1 pound lower at 1325, but the heifers jumped 5%. They were up to 38% for the week, which always lowers the average live weight when we get that big a jump. And that was 32 pounds higher than last year, which was 1293. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending August 14th was 5 pounds heavier at 900 pounds, and that is 21 pounds above the previous year, which was 879 last year, and the 5-year average was 859. These numbers may not sound like much, but keep in mind that adding 20 pounds to every steer and heifer carcass would be roughly equivalent to adding 11,000 carcasses weighing 800 pounds each and every week. And the choice select spread was $10.27 on Friday, which would be about 25 cents higher compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News Office in Amarillo, Texas.